Gijo can get the ball on the kicking tee, just waiting for Mr. Campbell to give the final nod, and the Easter period is underway. The kick gets to the in goal, bounces in front of Gas, looking for McIntosh. Great hands from McIntosh, catches the ball above his head, and he immediately throws it inside. The try is given for Aaron Murphy, put that down to the kick from Danny Brough, but the brilliance of Darnell McIntosh on the left wing, the youngster, two-handed take above his head and immediately passes the ball inside. Aaron Murphy opens the score. It's Huddersfield 4, Catalan 0.
Yeah, great use there of the free play by Danny Brough, so the ball knocked down in attack for the second time.
Danny Brough from the touchline, the fans roar, tell you, he's added the 2 to the 4. The Giants are up 6 points to nil after 14 minutes. Ayton to his left to Myler. Myler out the back to Walsh. Walsh to Gijo. Gijo straightens up. Gijo to straight through. Under the post, he will score. Far, far too easy for my liking. Don't think anybody laid a hand on him there. He just threw the dummy, straightened up, and the Catalans are right back in the game. It's Huddersfield 6, Catalan 4. Tony Gijo with the try.
Yeah, there's just absolutely no point the Huddersfield defenders looking round at the referee and thinking that they're going to get an obstruction call. The idea there was you have to defend that space because we don't have the luxury of the repeats. And
he adds the extra, so it's 6-0. Lehman gets the ball away to Mason, then to Gaskill. Gaskill back to Marmo. Marmo to Simons. Good hands to Wood. Wood kicks for himself. The ball is bouncing round all over the place. I think it's tapped down. Has it tapped down by Jake Marmo? He's appealing for a try. He's got the try. Williams pointing to the big screen and says he got it down. There isn't one here, so we're not going to be able to do that. Huddersfield are back in front. It was a scrappy try, but they all count. And on his debut, Jake Marmo's over the line. It's the Giants 10, Catalan 6. Looks for a pass to Myler. Myler straight through. Has Myler got support? Williams trying to come up. William has got support. Has he got the pace? McGilver is back. I think he'll get over the line. I think he got that ball down. And I think we'll be all square going into halftime. Kick to come. William has scored. It was a great initial break from Ayton. The pass was just as good. Myler with the pace. And where Roberts did everything wrong in his break, Myler did everything right. Just had extra experience. Slowed down a little. Drew in the fullback. And William just had the pace to get over Andy and put the Dragons back level at 10-0.
Walsh adds the 2 points that will take the Catalan into the break, 12-10 up.
Gettle do well to get the ball away to Walsh. He does. Walsh with the kick. Myler's there. The bounce to Myler. Great try. Great play from the Dragons. Their first try in the second half goes the way of the Dragons. It was two really good offloads. Inu had no right to get the first one away. Then Busquet did exactly the same. The kick from Walsh was right on the money. And Myler chased it well. He's first to the ball. It's Huddersfield 10, Catalan 16. So, not sure what's happened here.
Danny Brough off to the sin bin.
10 minutes in the sin bin for Danny Brough.
Yeah, he's obviously had too much to say at this stage.
Walsh does add the extras. That's what you get with Danny, don't you? Sometimes he can't, you know, hold his tongue. He's got to say the way he feels. That's the way he plays. Mower had a runner on his outside, thought better of it. And they'll play the ball 10 metres out. This is the last. Go to Walsh. Numbers on the left-hand side. If Miley can get the ball there quickly, it's on the bounce. Depot to the corner. Depot's got the ball down. It wasn't the best pass, but the result is the right one for the Dragons. In the corner goes Vincent Depot. It's Huddersfield 10, Catalan 22. Depot with the try.
Yeah, that's a real sort of serious score for the Catalan, taking them 22-10 ahead. Kick to
touch judges like it. Great kick from the sideline from Walsh. Is he back into the action, Andy?
Yeah, he's back in the action. He just went to the hooker position there just to get that play back underway, but now takes up his more accustomed left side pivot role.
Yes, now he's to the line and he gets the pass away straight into the arms of Luke Walsh. Luke Walsh to the line. Luke Walsh will win the game for the Dragons. Danny Brough has not had the best 15 minutes. He spends 10 minutes in the bin. He comes back into the game and the first thing he does is throw the ball straight into the arms of Luke Walsh. Not sure if it's Luke Walsh's birthday or not, but he certainly got an easy present there off Danny Brough. It's Huddersfield 10, Catalan 28. Has he got support? Has he got the pace to take on? Back inside to Brough. Somehow Casti gets back and brings him down 10 metres away from the line. That should have been a penalty as well. Referee says no. Brough swings a couple of punches. Gaskill with the kick out to the far side. It'll be taken by McGilvery. McGilvery will put that down. Brilliance from Gaskill. Not once, but twice. Chance. He's got a chance. It's better than that. Giants have got their first 6 points of the second half. So back into the game comes Rapira. 4 minutes 36 on the clock as Bostrom dummy half. Now it goes to Guizot, straight in front. Guizot doesn't miss. I don't think anybody in the ground was expecting that on the tackle there, but Guizot has added the extras, and that is the final nail in the coffin. So Danny Brough kicks the last play of the game, looking for McGilvery. It's won by McGilvery. It's out on that far side. Now we're going to get a try for the Giants. I think they have scored in the corner. There he goes, two steps in. Has he nailed it from the touchline? I think he may well have. Yes, he has.